T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Big time for the crew today as they get a big time hit in the ninth inning. That indeed was the drive of the game, the spark of the game. Are you kidding me? Moment of the game. It's everything. Are you kidding me? Ryan
Turning
Braun.
Turning point. Who got lit up?
Yeah, the other guy got lit up. Ryan Braun, let's hear it again. Grand slam. Man, you gotta love it.
Braun, center field. Bader going back. Watches it.
Yes!
A grand slam for Ryan Braun on a 3-2 pitch with two outs, and the Brewers take the lead.
My goodness, what an at-bat by Ryan Braun. How about that one?
Amazing at-bat from Ryan Braun. He was just working it, and the slider he got the pitch before, he labeled that one too, Billy.
Crushed it. I mean, absolutely ripped it down the line. And I'm sitting in here, and you, as you're going outside, you were in one spot the whole time. One spot watching the last pitch of there. And I was in here just talking to Joe, doing a little bit of cross stuff as they're getting ready to get off the air. And I'm watching, waiting. Oh, man, he just missed it. I walk out for the exact moment that Tim, we almost got closer than I almost kissed you.
It almost got uncomfortable.
I did make contact with you. I grabbed you and I thought that I was going to break you. I was so jacked up.
It's huge.
For Braun, the biggest hit of the year.
Wrench and Go drive of the game here with the Fan, and that on Fox Sports Wisconsin. How you wonder, as Brewers fans have been teetering all season long. We know that. We've talked to you for the entire season. You've been a little on the edge here. The roller coaster ride hasn't been as happy as you would want on the high points. But how has it changed now, though? Now it gets a little more detailed. There's more clarification of where you're at. Now, it does get confusing because you do have more teams involved. But just specifically for the crew, when they rattle off 9 of 10, 11 of 14, has it changed things a little bit? Now do we say, all right, when's game time tomorrow? Because that's where we were at last year. There's no doubt about it. The team just had lost a few fans. I don't know what you define them as, the casual fans or I go to a couple of games here and there kind of fan.
Sure.
But how has it changed overall for Brewers fans? Maybe this does it. Maybe this is now must-see TV.
Well, and it's the you don't want to have your feelings hurt, right? You want to make sure that there's a specialness to the team that makes you feel like you can win it all. Because a lot of people don't want to be bothered if you're not going to win it all. This team right now, Tim, I don't know what the ceiling is at this point. I don't know exactly what it is. But all I know is in 13 days, right, 13 more games that they have, 14 days, whatever it is, then if you don't go to the playoffs, that's it. There's no more baseball until we're in Phoenix in March. And that's too long. So I want to see, as long as this goes, how much fun and how many games they can win. And whatever happens, happens. But at this moment right now, it's too much fun to be into.
Two unsung heroes in this Brewers victory, and one was – well, he hit his second home run. That was number two. It was in the seventh inning. Brewers were down by a run. Cardinals, to that point, had only had two hits. And one of them was a home run.
Yeah, that's true. That was such a nail-biter. As you see what the Cardinals were doing, you were basically shutting them down for the whole nine innings, except for the balls they got out of the park on
Absolutely.
You.
And it's the seventh inning with a man aboard, and Brewers are down one zip, and you're thinking, man, you get one swing, get back in this thing. Just get back in this thing, and they do it with Corey Spangenberg.
Spangenberg to left, hits it a ton. Ozuna going back, watches this. Leave the ballpark! A home run for Corey Spangenberg!
And Milwaukee grabs a 2-1 lead.
Now, that was a short shelf life on that lead because in the bottom half, Ray Black comes in, and it didn't take long. A four-pitch walk, and then
he brought his gas can with him.
First pitch, it was a home run, and just like that, Cardinals retake the lead at 3-2, and they tack on another home run in that inning to go up 4-2. This important, too, in the eighth inning, as you're down by two runs, peck away, get one. Get one so you're one swing away from getting back in this game and at least extending it to buy your offense a little more time. Eighth inning, they get a runner in scoring position, and Lorenzo Cain steps up.
Here's the 2-2. Cain into left field, base hit. Moustakas rounding third on his way home. He will score, and the Brewers within one at 4-3.
Yeah, now you're thinking you got a shot right there, but you got to hold it in the bottom half of the eighth inning. They do that, Claudio and Albers. They hold it there in the bottom of the eighth, and it sets up that ninth inning. Ben Gamel works a walk, and here's our second unsung hero. This is the first time Travis Shaw has seen a deep count like this since June. I'm kidding. But Travis Shaw works a walk. Can you believe that? That's huge in this game as they set the table for Braun.
It gives you the opportunity in that sense to give some more clarity. Tim, I would have, and we've been talking about Travis Shaw like this for a while because it's been bad all year long, and the numbers speak that, and everybody knows. But David Freitas, or what are we calling him? His name?
Yeah.
I would have rather had Travis Shaw pinch hit in a situation earlier in the game where you bring in David Freitas, and Travis Shaw comes up and you're sitting, well, maybe this wasn't any better.
Or Ben Gamel.
But for Travis Shaw, what he's always been is a very smart, knowledgeable baseball player, understanding the flow of the game a little bit, right? He gets that part of it. Grew up in the game. His dad played in the big leagues. He can work a count, and he could feel that if this ball is traveling around here after watching Ben Gamble's at bat, he better throw me two strikes before I'm looking to swing at anything.
Yeah, and he got it done. It's amazing. Craig Counsell made mention that he talked to Travis Shaw about you still have a chance to impact a game or two, is what he said. There may be a situation. He did impact this game, guys. He did. Yeah, he didn't hit a two-run home run in that situation, but he didn't strike out. He didn't make an out. He got on base, and that's the thing. One out later, Yasmani Grandal, we're used to this. He draws a walk, and it set the table as Mike Schilt starts to go to his bullpen and play, you know, musical chess match there with his relievers. Mike Moustakas, I believed that he was going to come through with the bases loaded and one out, at least get the fly ball to tie the game up. That didn't happen. A little shorter fly ball, and I would have sent Gamel.
Yeah, in the same boat. I'm a little bit over aggressive. Maybe I have too much of a mantra that I just want to go for the jugular. I was planning that wherever that ball is, if it's in the outfield, he is going, and we're trying to get into this thing.
So that was Tyler Webb to face Moustakas. Schilt back to the bullpen, and he goes to Junior Fernandez to face Ryan Braun. And we all celebrated after living large on a Packers victory over the Vikings. You stay in division, other sport. There's a Brewers victory over the Cardinals as Ryan Braun stepped up that same inning, top of the ninth, bases juiced.
Braun, center field, Bader going back, watches it, goes!
Yes!
A grand slam for Ryan Braun on a 3-2 pitch with two outs.
My goodness, what an at-bat by Ryan Braun. How about that one?
And we'll apologize for Fox Sports Wisconsin, not on that highlight, but there were other pieces of audio that probably weren't...
The crowd mic, the surface mic was a little bit angled right down into the dugout.
Wow.
And those dudes, Tim, are in the heat of a pennant race. They're fired up. That is as inspired as I've heard that dugout, though, all year long.
Josh Hader gives up a couple of runs in the bottom half, and he's been overworked. I don't know about overworked, but he's been worked hard. How about that? Fourth game in 5 days. And it showed a little bit. Gives up a two-run homer with one out, and now it's nail-biting time. I was nervous. We all should be nervous. That's the nervous tension, nervous fun of a pennant race. And there's your final 7-6 as the Brewers go to their high water mark, 11 games over 500, guys, and playing their best baseball right now in terms of wins and losses. And without Christian Yelich. I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah, without Christian Yelich, that's the key, biggest part of this thing. Where would you be with Yelich? We don't know. Especially because you don't know where this run extends with Christian Yelich into the lineup.
Yeah, let's get to you guys. 414-799-1250. Jesse, you're first up on the Fan. Hey, how has this changed your playoff appeal?
Well, you already know I'm a season ticket holder, so I'll tell you this. I look at this year, remember the year they killed us in the last week? Do you remember when we were like, oh my God, we missed the playoffs. I felt like I got socked in the stomach, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. In 2017 when you lose 17. In 161 down there in St. Louis.
Yep.
Yeah. So for me, this is what I have to say. And people might think I'm nuts, but if Craig Counsell doesn't win Manager of the Year this year, it's a bunch of BS.
Mm-hmm.
That guy has had to deal with so many freaking injuries and whatever, and it's really frustrating for me because, you know, like all the bandwagon fans that go there, like this year I didn't get to go to the Brewer thing in January when they had it because all the bandwagon fans, and they stopped coming, you know. And then I'm there at the games, and I'm thinking, man, this team's going to make me have a heart attack because you don't know what their bullpen's going to give you. The other night, they go four innings, strike out 13 batters, and they give up nothing. Then they'll come in, and then they're not like they can't even pitch. So I think it's going to come down to this. I think if they can just take – each game as they come, because this is a really big yeah. homestead. Thank God they have Pittsburgh coming in. San Diego always plays them well. If they take six out of the seven of the homestand, they're going to the playoffs.
Well, they may be headed there even without that, but we'll see how it shakes out. Jesse, thanks for the call. Enjoy this one. Hey, the bandwagon jumpers, we've talked about that. I just jump aboard, man.
Welcome in. And yeah. In the same vein of that's how the organization continues to grow. But I get where the frustration for Jesse is, season ticket holder. I think what he's talking about was Brewers on Deck.
On deck event.
It was loaded up and it was kind of poorly executed in the planning of it to make sure that it was open and everybody was able to get what they wanted. But what it did was it showed that money is going to be able to be funneled into this organization by success, and we all knew it would be. We've been telling you that it would for years, the hardcore Brewers fans, the ones that were there, Tim, you can talk about this a little bit more than I can, but we're fighting for the organization to be able to put up the new stadium. The ones that were urging that Miller Park be built, because when it gets to this part of the season, this time in the organization, when you're winning and playing playoff-style baseball, it's too good for the city to miss, and you would have missed that if it wasn't for you kind of Brewer fans that have supported this team from the jump. So think about that when the bandwagon fans come in. Welcome them in, and then sit there like you're hosting a house party. I did this a little bit in college. You sit there and host a house party, and you look around like, man, some of these people don't know me, but this is one hell of a time.
But they're having fun.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we'll take that. Now, Jesse, I will additionally say on the bullpen, yeah, bullpens can be volatile. Take a look at the St. Louis Cardinals today. They go through the same kind of days. Take a look at the Chicago Cubs bullpen all season long. It can be very volatile.
And it doesn't make it any easier. But those guys are getting paid too, and they are going to give up runs. Now, Ray Black was a little bit different story. This clearly was just not Ray Black's day today.
No, he had been pitching very well in a Brewers uniform, and this was a clunker for him. So get that out of your system on a win. You can throw a clunker and you still win? Well, then you bought time. It's like Geronimo Allison's fumble today. Okay, yeah, it didn't kill you. It didn't create a loss here.
Yep.
It's going to be a while before that dude fumbles again. So you learn, but if you learn while you win, that's the biggest difference. Ryan, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, Timmy, thanks for taking my call. Great. I don't remember last time a Brewers W on a Sunday ever overshadowed a Packers. You know, I'm not saying it overshadows for everyone. For guys like you and me, it does. But vintage Braun, I mean, there's nothing better than September baseball. Like, the feeling you get watching these games and sitting on the edge of your couch, and I know you guys are the same way as I am. I live and die on every pitch, and I'm like, man, come on, Bronny, and the one before he labels it and gets down the line, and I'm like, oh, man, Moose didn't come up clutch, but Bronny, he just picks us up. It's incredible. There's nothing quite like this drug. When it's September baseball, it's the best feeling, and I know it's going to hurt real bad if we do get down this stretch again, but I love it. And the last thing I want to say is, I know I've mentioned it before on this show, is in 08 when Rock made the call, he goes, yes, yes, and they're not supposed to show their bias. Today he had an all-time yes when we hit the granny. It was all-time right there.
He did. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard it. I was outside in my little smoking area, and Billy came out and played that highlight for me. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. You got a 2008 yes out of Rock here today.
Yeah, there's nothing better.
Yeah, that's cool. Ryan, stay in touch. Thanks, man. All right, 799-1250 as the Brewers get a 7-6 big-time victory. He mentioned the word vintage Braun.
Yep.
That's what they're going to need here out of that veteran.
Oh, like this one?
And there's a drive in the left field. This is hit well.
Where is the yes?
No, the yes is on the ground ball double play.
That's where
with CC Sabathia's complete game.
Man, I've only now played it twice on the air, thinking that was the one where he plays yes. You're right. When CC's pumping the fist,
yes.
And everybody's staying with the 45,000 that were watching the Mets game, right? That
he was gets it? Yes. He gets okay. A double yes on that one. This was the single yes. So hopefully he gets a double when they clinch a playoff spot this year.
And hopefully I get the highlight before the show's over.
414-799-1250 Southside and Javier. Javier, you're on the fan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So right before the series started, I called in the morning show because everybody was being pessimistic, saying that the Brewers had no chance with the Cardinals. And I called it. I said, Brewers are taking 2 out of 3. You know, September baseball, the Brewers, they just end up playing like a playoff team. Yeah, they might have a game like they had on Friday, but they're always going to bounce back. You know, people, they complain about the bullpen, but I think they've been spoiled over last year's bullpen, how Knebel was firing good, Jeffress was an all-star, you know, Hader, and all the other pitchers that we had, you know, it's a completely different bullpen. So I think people need to stop stressing about the bullpen as much. Because as long as the Brewers keep on doing good, I think the bullpen's going to hang in there when it counts.
Javier, thank you. The thing about the bullpen here, Billy, is that, and it's something we talked about on Friday night, this if they lose that game in a nail-biter fashion on Friday night where you use your high-leverage dudes,
mm-hmm.
your Pomerantz and your Claudios and all your stud guys out there, Brent Suter's and then guys like that, I don't believe you win this series. I don't believe you win yesterday's game.
No.
Because they were outstanding in Jay Jackson, Drew, and Junior Guerra.
And I thought it was interesting for Craig to allude to it and say it in the press conference at the end of the game. He said that night that we really didn't spend a lot of capital. He used the word capital on it. And it's true that in the vein that you needed to play those games and the velocity that you were going to have to go to this bullpen, how early you were going to have to go, it was vital for you not to use Josh Hader. You didn't use Ray Black. You didn't use Junior Gary. You kept yourself clear for your top guys to be able to produce in the second half of the series and win the series.
That's right. And that's why we made the reference that it's probably easier. No. It is easier from our point of view. You may not think so, and it may not, and it hurts. You get thumped 10-0 to a division rival and a team that you hate, 10-0 to the Cardinals. I know you're upset.
And it was the second time you've done it. You've lost by 10 to them in the last 2 months.
But you always pull something good out of that. It did leave a more fresh bullpen to come on back and win the next two games of this series. And they did just that. Ryan Braun, just vintage stuff. That's a great word for it. That really was.
Can I try this one more time?
Yeah, I think so.
On the ground, a chance here. Durham to Hardy.
Oh, that's a triple punch right there.
It was a yes. Okay, so that definitely matches this.
Braun, center field, Bader going back, watches it, go!
Yes!
Yes! A grand slam for Ryan Braun on a 3-2 pitch with two outs, and the Brewers take the lead.
My goodness, what an at-bat by Ryan Braun. How about that one?
It's just amazing, a culmination of the run that's continuing here. It really is. 9 of their last 10 games, guys. 7-game winning streak snapped on Friday. You bounce right back in St. Louis, and I don't care how you win these games. Said it for months. I said it back in June. I think that's when we started saying it, late June. It doesn't matter the way it looks anymore. It does not matter. This team's getting pretty good at playing tight ball games. I think we're all aware of that right now. They were down and probably counted out in this game. They were down and probably counted out in the series, really, after Friday night. I don't know. They bounce back. 799-1250. Have your playoff hopes changed here now? I would think they, and try to be honest. I mean, there's fans that just say it doesn't feel like last year, and I'm not gonna get into it, and they're not gonna make it, and it's just they're not as good. And well, guess what? They're right back into the thick of things. And they've been in the thick of things the whole way through this run, 11 of 14. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals 50, 7-6, Brawny, Grand Slam. We'll be back with the fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the Scoop from the Skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A huge win today, and if you're anything like me and Billy here, you consume everything Brewers, you know, and it's highlighted. We do that for our job. I understand that. But we would do that anyway, just as fans, right?
Right. Like, I'm waiting to hear from Craig Counsell and Ryan Braun right now, because I cannot wait to hear. One, I love Ryan Braun's self-confidence. In himself, it's intoxicating.
The double deuce sign.
And Craig Counsell loves himself some Ryan Braun as well. And this dude, man, he just, I don't know how he does it. I don't know where it's coming from. But Craig Counsell's teams in September, it's Craig-tember.
And Ryan Braun relishes those at-bats. You know he does.
Big time.
I've talked to that dude for over a decade.
I always remember when it was his first time meeting Bob Uecker. And he goes, after he's out of the box, he comes up signing his deal. He goes, there's a couple of things I know in this game, and that guy likes himself some Ryan Braun.
That's it. And he just loves that. And you want that out of that type of player. That type of player wants the ball in his hands. He wants to be in the box with the game on the line. And he came through today, the big grand slam. Before we hear from Craig Counsell, let's get some more reaction here on a Brewers run that continues with a big win today. We say hello to Bill. Bill, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
That was huge. Huge win today. Oh, my gosh. Just pumped up. Pumped up, man. I never gave up hope on them. It came down to this game, but, man, the last pitch, and Braun did that. Unbelievable. I was talking to my dad last night. He was saying, oh, that Braun guy, they gotta put somebody else in there. And I'm like, no, you gotta keep the expert in there. You gotta keep, just let him do his thing. Well, I was talking to him on the phone today. We were listening to the last inning on the radio, and I think my dad might have had a heart attack.
Oh, no. Well, let's hope not.
No, he didn't, but it was fantastic, and this is
Well, Ed, let me just tell you this, Bill. That's the second time heart attack's been mentioned today, and I do have to admit, Billy, and you can help me out here, it's actually happened with one of our friends,
Mike in Greenfield, had a situation last year. I think it was game 3 of the NLCS, the one that went into, what, like 14, 15 innings or something like that? Yeah,
and
it was dangerous.
He had been calling our show for several years, and we call him Garage Mike. And he actually did and called us like days later from his hospital bed. So I mean, be careful. You get up on years like that. I mean, I know it's cool, Ryan Braun hitting a grand slam and Billy almost kissing me. But, I mean,
sorry about that.
It gets a little rougher than that when you get that stress level and the blood is pumping.
Yeah, and it's tough. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Bill.
There are times when you do have that kind of just pure jubilation. And I did. I grabbed you right around the torso, picked you up, and I thought for a couple of seconds I was going to kiss you. I was that jacked up in that exact moment.
All 185 pounds.
All 146 pounds. Don't let them fool you, America.
You pick the next one, then.
What? The next one? All right, we'll go to Ryan in Oak Creek. Ryan, you're on the fan.
Yeah, hi. I want to say that I watched every pitch today.
Nice.
Good man.
Yeah, instead of watching the Packers, I changed the channel when it was 14-0 Packers, like 3 minutes up in the fourth quarter, and I started to watch the pregame show.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say I got mad at Council because he brought in Fredis for Spangenberg.
There you go. That's our correction of the game with Milwaukee County House of Correction. David Fredis should not have a bat in his hand right now.
Yeah, and then I got really excited when Moose came up to bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm not going to lie, I got really low when Braun came to bat and was 3-2. I was like, oh, here we go. It's going to be a strikeout by Braun. And instead, he hits that home run, and I'm like... I try to get excited, but I can't get excited after that. I don't know why, but I wanted to get excited, but I just couldn't.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with the Moustakas, only because I felt he was going to come through. I really did.
Yeah, I did too. That has been a spot where Moose has taken over at this point in this year, and he's been the freight train offensive guy that's held you in check all year long.
Now, I did say it was the correction of the game. We would have corrected that with Milwaukee County House of Correction, but it's funny how things tend to work out. So when Fredis had the bat in his hand, we would have went with Gamel, right?
Yes.
Arcia?
Spangenberg.
Well, he was in the game.
Yeah, I would have kept him in the game.
We would have gone with Travis Shaw, maybe?
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay.
Even that before David Fredis.
Tyrone Taylor?
That one would have been a good one, too.
Nottingham?
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes,
all
yes.
Right. So two of those five that I just mentioned
were resounding yeses.
Were resounding yeses, but in Craig Council's defense here, a touch, two of those five were instrumental in the rally in the ninth inning to set up the grand slam in Ben Gamel and Travis Shaw. It's just funny how sometimes you never know, and Craig Council oftentimes does get away with this, right?
Yeah, that's for sure he does.
I'm not knocking the guy. I'm not. I'm just saying, how would he know that Ben Gamel and Travis Shaw were going to draw walks in the ninth inning? So it's just the quick knee-jerk reaction for me would have been anyone, just about anyone, but what do you call him?
David Fredis.
Fredis.
Sorry, it's Fredis. I get it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Until he gets a hit, it's Fredis.
You guys on hold, sit right there. Plenty of time to get your reaction here. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. Let's get to Craig Council, see what he has to say. He's got to be pleased.
There's been some memorable Ryan Braun home runs, at bats, everything, but that's right up there. There's no question about it, and it was a great at bat. Preceded by a number of great at-bats, and just to stay in the moment there and stay calm and get a pitch he can hit and then do something with it, absolutely incredible.
The first thing he said was the walks at the bottom by Gamel and Shaw, and then Yaz, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Yaz had a great, Shaw and Gamel had great at-bats. They laid off a bunch of stuff. Moose had a great at-bat. He really did. I mean, the guy threw a high curveball that kind of... I thought he got kind of lucky on it, actually. We had one bolt left, and Ryan did something with it.
Part of that is Eddie not sending. Yeah, that's such a split second decision.
I just was chatting with Eddie, and a couple days ago, I said great send. And I said that might have been your best no send of the year, because. You know, it's so tempting as, we're asking the next guy to get a hit, and but Bader made a great throw, and I don't think there's any question he would have been out. And there was numerous great plays. I mean, Lo Kane's catch on Molina, huge play, with how that inning went down. So there was a number of guys that thought did great things today and adds up to a team win that's pretty special.
Even low single to like get a run back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an important response.
Yeah, we swung the bats really nice today. I mean, I thought off walk, we got a little unlucky. Bunch of hard hit balls, kind of right at guys, hard ground balls right at guys. And, you know, we end up only giving two runs on the board through seven, but kept fighting. Unfortunately, had a bad bottom of the seventh, but we kept fighting. And great credit to everybody in there.
On the other side, they only have five hits, but four of them are homers. They just stayed in the game with home runs.
Yeah, they did. I mean, Chase pitched really well. His stuff was very crisp today. The ball Edmund hit on Josh was, man, that was a good pitch. I think we want Josh to throw the ball there. So, now we outlasted him.
Are you preparing for Carlos Martinez at the end of the game? Like, did you guys have any intel that he might not be available?
No, I mean, we were going to throw our lefties up there no matter what. So whether it was Gant, we knew it was Gant kind of, you know, midway through that inning with nobody up in the bullpen. So there was going to be lefties no matter what.
Greg Ryan will be the first to tell us, I think Sophia said, he said it on the field, that he has not had a great September by his standards, but now he's won two games on this trip. He won that game. And then all of a sudden that changes the month, doesn't it, when you do stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the message for everybody. That's the message for guys, you know, that maybe aren't swinging the bats the way they want to. You're going to get moments, and these last 2 weeks are going to provide everybody with moments, and you don't know when they're going to come, but you try to lock yourself in because you're going to get a moment, and you're going to get a chance to do something special.
One back now, the Cubs, and three of the Cardinals, the division still...
Yeah, I mean, I guess, well, I'd sum it up as we had a really good trip. You know, we closed ground on a 7-game road trip. And so that's good work. That's what we needed to do. And we set ourselves up for a great 2 weeks.
In every game, there's a moment when you say to yourself, are you kidding me? Here's the Gene Wagner Plumbing, are you kidding me, moment of the game. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Yeah, you just heard Craig Counsell there say his team is set up for a great 2 weeks of baseball, and buckle in because it's going to be 7 on the homestand here starting tomorrow. Get out to Miller Park.
I can't wait. I'm going tomorrow night. I'm sitting in the 200 section, so if you see me, say hi. I'm not sitting in the press box because there's no way I'd be able to contain myself at this point.
No, I agree. No chance. I agree.
I don't want to lose my credential for that.
3 night games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and a late afternoon start on Thursday, which is still puzzling to me. I don't care when they play. Don't get me wrong, but still.
Yeah, but you don't like that one.
It's just
because you're rocking out. People, okay, let's let everybody know what's what. Tim Allen is the star of the Tim Allen Band.
Well, and it's not the name of the band.
And the Tim Allen Band wants to have a gig, right? You guys have an offer to have a pretty sweet gig.
Well,
and for you to miss out on it, why else would anyone go?
I thought it was a 1 o'clock game.
Right, so
Thursday.
You're like, yeah, I can play at 7. I can be on there with the 6-string and 7. And so,
but I'd much prefer to be here in the moment here. You heard Craig Counsell talk about the moments, and the Brewers are going to have big-time moments like that the rest of the way out. Again, a 4-game set against the Padres, 3 over the weekend against the Pirates. But are you kidding me? Moment of the game with Gene Wagner Plumbing. Yeah, we got to hear it again.
Braun, center field, Bader going back, watches it, goal!
Yes!
A grand slam for Ryan Braun on a 3-2 pitch with 2 outs, and the Brewers take the lead.
My goodness, what an at-bat by Ryan Braun. How about that one?
Yeah, the one disappointing thing is it overshadowed a huge home run by Corey Spangenberg, and we need to give him some love, too. Top of the 7th inning, Brewers down 1-0. We were thinking the game might hold right there, a 1-0 loss. But he comes through with a man aboard, and that's Corey Spangenberg's 2nd on the season. But what a big one. And Lorenzo Cain in the 8th inning to just peck away a 2-run deficit changes to a 1-run deficit with an RBI base hit. Just as Craig Counsell said, full team effort. there's your are you kidding me moment in a good way in a Brewers 7-6 victory. Josh Hader in this 33rd save now. I mean, he's got 2 weeks to go. You'd assume the Brewers would win 7, 8, 9 games on the way out, right?
Yeah, just about there. That would give you a win in each of the series on the way out, and then it would give you a situation where all you can do at that point is take care of your business, and you've taken care of business after that.
And Josh Hader, you would think, of those victories, is probably going to save.
He can't pitch the next 2 days at least.
Agreed.
I would try to stay away from him through Wednesday.
I agree.
So offense, get the runs going, get the bats going, and let's blow them out and not even have to worry about 71.
He's pitched 4 of the last 5 days in some the highest leverage situations.
I would rather
of the year.
The next time we see Josh Hader, it's like an 8-0 Brewers win, and it's the ninth inning, and you just got to get him some work and have it be on like Friday because the crew has just blown train on the Padres and it didn't even matter.
That would be sweet. Before the break, we'll go to Waukesha, and Steve picked up the phone and dialed the Fan. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you this afternoon. And hey, I tell you what, I just want to give a really, really big shout-out to Ryan Braun, and not just for the hit today. Everybody knows it was huge. Everybody said it already, but I respect that guy for the last so many years, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. He's on the downside of his career. And, you know, especially ever since that PED thing, he's been called washed up. He's been called a double play machine. He always gets hurt. He's way overpaid. We've heard all of this stuff, and so is he. And every time I see the guy, he is nothing but positive. He is nothing but the consummate pro. He stays level-headed. And I don't know what you guys think, but, man, after a year he's having today, and he's emerging as the true leader of this team, he's worth every penny, as far as I'm concerned, that the Brewers are paying him. When you're looking at 285 or whatever he's hitting, 20-plus home runs, 75 ribbies, maybe more, I'm not keeping track that close. But
he's having a good year. I mean, that's the reality
yep,
of it.
No doubt about
he
it.
He is. Steve, thanks for the call, man. And you're right that you can't put a price on the, quote, veteran leadership aspect.
You can't put a price on a guy that is respected by not only the guys in that clubhouse. He's universally respected around baseball as one of the better players of a generation. And understandably so, what that means, people get upset, why is Ryan Braun hitting 3? He shouldn't be hitting 3rd in this lineup. Well, there's a part of the respect that the other guys in the lineup say, dude, that guy's been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, and I'm going to learn from that
guy. Yep. I'm going to learn from his at-bats. I'm going to learn how he's hitting behind Christian Yelich because he knows what it's like to hit with a superstar right next to him. There's something to be said for a guy that's been in every situation a Major League Baseball player could ever be put into.
By the way, that home run from Ryan Braun coincidentally breaks the team franchise mark
for
most home runs in a season at 232. The most home runs. That's going back to 2011 with the boppers there. That goes back to the early 80s with the Gorman and Benji and Yountin Molitor and all these guys. More home runs in any other season. It was this year, and it was broken by Ryan Braun with that grand slam, the game winner in the ninth inning. This portion of the show brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. Tim and Taos celebrating another Brewers victory. They are on a roll and in the thick of it, 13 to play with a 7-6 win today.
Where did things go right? Or, not so much. Where did this game turn? Time for today's Turning Point of the Game. Sponsored by Great Lakes Dragaway. Check out all the events and track rental info at GreatLakesDragaway.com. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, I'm not going to say that both of these home runs were equal in a Brewers 7-6 victory. Now, the Braun, obviously the biggest turning point of this game, a grand slam with two outs and two strikes on him in the ninth inning. But I cannot go away from the Corey Spangenberg home run in the seventh inning, and I'll tell you why. It's not just giving the kid that gets picked on, giving him his due or anything like that. It's not a sympathy kind of a turning point. I think what it did was it energized that dugout to say, hey, we can steal this thing. And I really believe that. That was more of a, not just a scoreboard two-run homer. I think it was more of an energy boost in that dugout, an energy boost in that baseball team to say, hey, things, we're almost back home here. We're almost on a plane. We're almost on the charter back home. We can cap this thing down one zip, and they just couldn't break through. That home run, Billy, I'll tell you, I won't forget that one either.
No, that one's going to be – I'm going to remember that for a while, and I'm going to remember that moment for a while. I'm going to remember this team for a while and what they've had to go through. Just think of the guys that they've lost all year long, and you're this close – with some of the magic truly coming back to this ball club.
Big time. Let's squeeze in a couple of more here. Where are we going? Todd. Yeah, Todd, you're going to be up. You've been holding a while. What's happening?
Hey, howdy, boys. Hey, I'm going to go a little bit against the grain and conventional thinking as normal. I hate that Yelich was lost for the season. Everybody does. It's a total bummer. It's a total it sucks. But the positive side of him going out is, I think everybody has the total offense now has been playing better, unfortunately, with him out. Because with him, the light was always shining on Yelich. We've got a lot of great players on this team, and the light wasn't evenly distributed, you know, with Moose and Grandal and Keane, and it goes on and on and on. And now, especially the guys on the contract here, now they've got this last couple of weeks and the lights on them, and they're bringing it, and they're bringing it hard because, for one, money, and for two, they love the game. And without Yelich being there, I hate saying this, but they're playing better without him being with the crew.
Todd, it may seem like that. All right, Todd, good hearing from you again. It may seem like that. I think that this is a derivative of Craig Counsell's guidance when he continues to pound that, guys, we need contributions from all of you, and you will all have those opportunities in those moments. That comes from Counsell. That's just not a rally cry to everyone needs to play better and Christian Yelich is hurt. I don't think it's that. I think it's more of a guidance from Craig Counsell to keep him grounded to
that team and Craig Counsell. Eric Burns works for the MLB Network. He played with Craig when he played. I think he played for about 12, 13 years. Really good player in Major League Baseball. He said on this station maybe a couple of months ago, when I was playing, the one dude I looked at, that guy is going to be a great manager in his later career, it's Craig Counsell. Because he was never the superstar. He was never a dude that flaunted how much he knew about the game, but he knew more than everybody, and he could sense when games turned, and he was able to control the environment in those times. It was a great interview, and it was one of those times where you listen to somebody when Craig was in the earlier stages of the game, how he could impact a game, win titles, and know when games were turning. It sets you up for a situation where he can put himself in the shoes of every guy in that clubhouse, everybody in that dugout, and know what they're going through and empathize with every single one of them, but also be able to trigger and motivate them at times when it's necessary.
A game, a series, a season, you have to have some of these guys, the Corey Spangenbergs of that sort of nature, come through. At times, you just have to have the Trent Grishams come through at times. This is the way it works.
Yeah, you do. You need Tyler Austin to play well.
You do.
And it's one of those innate abilities to say, I don't care what the name is. All I know is you're wearing the uniform of the team that I coach. So I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you are. You need to play well today. And we'll worry about that later on.
And if not, you'll get your moment tomorrow. So be ready to go. Let's go to Artie. You're next on The Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, a couple just thoughts I wanted to share. Like, first of all, like, I mean, I was super impressed with Moustakas running the bases, by the way, on Kane's hit. Like, I did not expect him easily to score. What were you guys thinking when you saw that? I did not think he was going to get to home so easily. Like,
well, you wondered. Yeah, you definitely wondered. It is Mike Moustakas rounding third, so there's always that.
That was impressive. Again, again, like, I go back to Stearns a lot. Like, what a great signing to bring him back, by the way. I think that's great. I think you guys are right, absolutely. Like, I think Council is very even keel. I think the fact that this is now 3 years of fighting for the playoffs and being in the mix, like, though we didn't make it 2 years ago, almost making it last year with our run, like, we have an experienced team. You know, compare them to, like, you know, like the Bucks a couple years ago, we were inexperienced in the playoffs. But, like, this team has got some savviness in the playoffs. And the last piece, and this is me, Tim, I call it a show a lot. You know, I mean, Ryan Braun, I mean, it sucked when it happened. But I've always thought, like, I want him to have a couple big moments. I want his number 8 to be retired. I want him to be a Brewer, like, Hall of Famer up there with everybody else. Like, and I just think, again, moments like this validate his career big time.
Oh, it definitely does. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Thank you. We're going to hear from Ryan Braun in just a second here. Let's get in Bruce. He's been on hold. Hey, Bruce, you're on the Fan.
Hey, it was a great game today, and I want to tell you something. As great as the homer by Braun was, the single by Kane in the eighth inning was a very important thing. It made the score one run, and that one run made the difference in the game. I'll tell you why. It was 4-3, and then they hit a grand slam, which made it 7-4. Hader gave up a 2-run home run. We would have been tied and going in extra innings. And so that was a very key thing. Otherwise, I'm just going to tell you something. So far, Braun has won 2 games on this road trip. He won the game where we won 3-2 against Miami. Not a big team, but he won a grand slam against the Cardinals. This guy is not done, and I mean, a lot of people don't like him, but I think he does whatever he can to be up for this team. The fact that he keeps wearing Yelich's uniform, maybe Yelich's uniform is helping him.
Hey, the double deuce sign, that's cool. That is cool, Bruce.
Appreciate it, Bruce.
Thanks for the call.
I like what the one thing he brought up there was in that eighth inning, what it also did, Tim, you were all over it when it was happening. It gives you the once again knowledge to the Cardinals that, hey, this thing's not over yet. It's
one
the immediate
swing.
Response to giving up the lead. After you take the lead, they come back and take it back. You immediately chip away and show this thing's not done. You go up 3 up, 3 down in that situation.
Yeah.
The ninth inning probably doesn't happen because the momentum's just not necessarily there. And it also sparks your clubhouse as well as triggering the other team of this thing's still a game.
And they pitch tighter. And that's the
yes,
way it works.
Do.
And now they did get a gift on the two-base error that Moustakas reached on, but who cares? I mean, still, Lorenzo Cain had to come through with a two-out base hit to get that third run to the plate. Let's hear from Ryan Braun. A big day for him as he wins it for the crew.
Well, Ryan, your 7th career Grand Slam, your timing impeccable as always. But, Ryan, how do you slow the game down, get the at-bat that you want, and deliver in those moments with the game on the line?
I think first and foremost, though, it starts with the pinch hitters even giving me the opportunity. I think pinch hitting is one of the hardest things to do in all of professional sports. And for both Gamel and Travis Shaw to come off the bench and have phenomenal at-bats, Yaz to continue to have great at-bats like he's done for us all year, put me in a position to have that opportunity. I think I haven't been swinging the bat very well lately, but I always want to be in that moment. I always want that opportunity. And I think that's a big reason for the success I've had in those moments is that I want the chance to come through with a game on the line.
So when you deliver, how good does that feel? We saw the reaction as you were rounding the bases and as you get into the dugout with your teammates. I mean, this was a must-win game, must-win series.
Yeah, I mean, it was a special moment for sure. I think, if we're going to accomplish what we want to accomplish, we need some of those special moments in September. And that definitely felt like one of them. You know, game on the line to us, we kind of viewed it as season on the line. And for us to pull out a win here, beat them 2 out of 3, they've been playing so well. I thought Walker threw the ball great today, Jack threw the ball great yesterday. So for us to find a way to win those 2 games speaks volumes for just the way that we're competing and not giving up. It's a relentless team right now.
How much has this team been tested? You know, you lose Christian Yelich, but you come back, you sweep the series in Miami, you win the series here. How much does this set you up for the rest of the way, Ryan?
We put ourselves in good position. We really have. But as we've continued to say, the challenge is just in competing each and every day, putting ourselves in the best position to try to win games. We're going to get Woodruff back here really shortly. That's something that we're all excited about. Kesson came off the bench, got a hit today. We get both of those guys back, it makes a huge difference. Obviously, nobody's going to replace Yelly, but we've been finding a way all year with guys hurt or guys, underperforming. Different things that have gone on. So we've dealt with adversity well as a group, and the plan is to continue to do that moving forward.
Yeah, there he is, Ryan Braun. He seems jazzed up right there.
He was fired up,
wow.
Timmy. Also, touching on what he did, They know that no one's going to replace Christian Yelich, and I think that's the key part of this.
Yeah.
When you're in a stretch where you lose somebody of that magnitude, the Philadelphia Eagles 2 years ago knew that Nick Foles wasn't going to be Carson Wentz, right? You knew that's not what you're going to get. All you can ask is somebody to do their job to the best of their abilities, and everybody else is going to do the same, and you let the chips fall where they may. And that sounds elementary to the conversation here, but all it does is inspires a form of hope and optimism in the clubhouse that we're going to go and get a job done no matter how we have to do it.
Barry in New Jersey, listening on the radio.com app. You're on the Fan. Hey, Barry.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. You know, this is like a ragtag group of cast-offs and call-ups, and they're getting it done. You know, this reminds me a lot of when the Packers won the Super Bowl in 2010. They had like 23 guys on the injured reserve list, and, you know, they were a wild card team, and no one expected them to do anything, and they ran the table. And I think this Brewers game could do it. You know, I mean, Jordan Lyles, he was a total cast-off. Nobody wanted him. We got him. He's had a lower ERA than any of the other pitchers that were traded at the trade deadline or any of the free agent pickups. He's lower than Greinke, Stroman, Keiko, Bauer, any of them.
True.
You know, and this is, you know, the one thing I disagree with you guys on, though, is Travis Shaw. Like, I don't think, I mean, you can keep him on the 40-man roster and tuck him away and hope, you know, he comes back next year, but this year he just doesn't have it. He's batting 151. I think I looked it up. He doesn't qualify, but there's like 638 players, major league players, who have a higher batting average than him this year.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt about it,
and
Barry.
And a lot of pitchers.
Barry, I totally agree with you, and thanks for the call, dude. Travis Shaw, I mean, like, wow. I said this the other day, and it pains me to say it. I'm pulling for the dude because it just feels like he's so overdue for the kind of player that he's been in his career. But when he walks up to the plate, there is absolutely zero optimism that he's getting a base hit.
But with this configuration, when games get sideways on you, when you need just a lefty-righty split type situation.
He has a very good eye for the plate.
Well,
that's what I know he does.
It's just that we know he's capable, right? We do know he's capable. He is. And I believe this.
Okay.
I think there's another moment in him.
I pray.
I do. And I think it's
tomorrow
a big,
night.
It's a bigger moment than a walk.
Okay. There we go. Let's set the bar really high for that one in your boy Travis
so
Shaw.
So it might be a
It's a bigger
base
moment
hit.
Than a walk.
It might be a base hit.
Well, he got a couple of foul balls, so he remembered what it's like to have the bat hit the ball. That's the first step.
A little forward thinking with our friends at Forward Financial Partners at FFPWI.com. Here's the key here. Much the same as Craig Counsell guided his team after a thrilling weekend against the Cubs, energy level sky high, attendance, stadium packed. He had a conversation with his team going down to Miami and playing in like an echo chamber and where the energy level is like about your ankle. Now, maybe a little bit of the same thing, and no knock on the Miller Park fans. No knock on that. But in terms of competition, you can't let up here. You have to check yourself again. And they're back at it tomorrow, a four-game set against the San Diego Padres. They swept them out there out west. I believe they swept them, right?
If you do it again, the division is so squarely in play.
Three back in the division, one back of a wild card, two spot, two back of a wild card, one spot. It all made sense, right?
Yeah, it sounded good to me.
St. Louis, good luck over the weekend. You face Steven Strasburg, Patrick Corbin, and Max Scherzer. Back-to-back-to-back
games.
Yeah,
go have fun with that.
So the Brewers, you need to do your part and beat a clearly worse than you San Diego team. Fun day today. Packers get the victory, and we're talking a lot of Packers tomorrow here on The Fan, as well as Milwaukee Brewers conversation. Brewers find themselves high watermark, 11 games over 500, three back in the division, as we said. Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning, Bill Michaels and the Wendy's Big Show all day long. Make sure you check in with The Fan here and get your fix of Brewers and Packers conversation. For Daniel K. Plucker and Baby Tosh, my name is Tim Allen. Enjoy the victory and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.